All right, thank you for tuning into the Ray Laughlin Podcast. I'm your host, Ray Laughlin. I have with me again, Zachary Tyler Hoffner.
Wow.
How you been?
I'm good.
That's good.
Welcome to my home.
I like the new house.
Thank you.
I like what you did with it. I like the eight ball in the bathroom.
Yeah. It's a fan favorite.
Definitely not a fan favorite.
No. I think I got one hater.
Just one.
That's all it takes, though. But I love it.
I respect it.
I think it's different. No, who else got an eight ball in their bathroom?
Nobody.
You know?
Eight ball in your closet, eight ball in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I just need a billiards table.
No.
Yeah.
See, people think it's got like a different meaning. Some people think it's pool. Some
you
people
think it's, you're meaning luck.
No.
No?
Some people come in think that it's, I do a lot of cocaine, and I never touched it a day in my life.
Allegedly.
No, for real, I have never touched it.
Allegedly.
Too scared. But yeah, pool, they'll think it's a drug, but really, it's the Stussy 8 ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Who's Stussy?
Stussy is like a big like skate surf company. Yeah, based out of, like, California.
California or Florida?
Yeah, California.
For the people who don't know.
Yeah. Me, my sister, my mom, we've, like, all become, like, super infatuated by their brand. It kind of stemmed from, like, a long time ago, too. Our dad wore a lot of Stussy stuff. Like, all the hats that I have of his are, like, all old-school Stussy stuff.
Who got you into Red Dog?
Well, Red Dog's a surf company.
Also in Florida?
Yeah, it's right next to my mom's house.
Okay.
Red Dog is you just like a local supporter for me is what I am.
Okay.
You know.
Fair enough.
We used to like support the crap out of Ron John.
Yep.
Because we did like a summer or whatever down in New Jersey. That's my favorite part. I don't know if these mics picked it up, but the city traffic.
You like it?
Is my favorite.
Yeah.
Bro, I spent however long not hearing a damn thing.
Coyotes.
Yeah, scared to walk through like the yard.
Sorry.
Now it's just like, you know, will you get stabbed?
I miss it.
Who knows? What? The city?
The city, yeah. Oh. I moved into, like, I mean, we live in Hyannis, but, like, there's still no sound. Like, I miss the, like, the police sirens.
The busyness. The we're alive here.
Yo, hey.
Yeah.
Hold up a sec.
The occasional, go fuck yourself, over by, like, the light over here. I almost
got
hit.
The honking, the, get out of the road.
Yeah, this dude honked at me. I was crossing the street from the store right here by the shop. And dude almost took me right out. It was too cold. I couldn't stop walking. I had to just keep going. Told me to watch out. Get the fuck out of the way.
Who got you into Rivka?
Who?
Who got you into Rivka?
Ruka.
R-V-C-A.
R-U-C-A.
Rivka.
Ruka. Ruka is also a surf company.
So you would wear it religiously.
Ruka?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really tight. Sydney named her
dog after it.
Her twin after the company. Ruka, well, not really. She didn't name it after the company, but like I think in some type of language, I always want to say Spanish. I don't know if it's really that, but Ruka, it means like my girl or my bitch or like my hoe.
Oh.
So Ruka is like our bitch, our girl, our hoe, or our love. Like Sublime. You ever, you know Sublime? Sublime's got a song called My Ruka.
Okay.
And he's talking about a girl that he loves, but she's a hoe. So Ruka is our hoe.
Okay.
And we just kind of just wear, I mean, I even got a tattooed on me.
I know, it's on your
leg.
Fucked
up, now that I think about it. But Ruka, our Sydney's dog.
Dog.
Yeah. So that's really the only reason I have a tattooed on me is for her. But
the dog's the only reason why I won't wear it.
Yeah. She's crazy.
It terrifies
that
me.
That girl is nuts, for sure.
Speaking,
I get to see her soon.
Speaking of clothes, you just came out with some merch.
Yeah, Rally got some merch.
So if I want to buy a Rally t-shirt or a Rally hoodie, where would I go?
You got to come see me. Give me an opportunity to sell you something else.
1240 Grafton Street?
1270.
1270 Grafton Street, Worcester, Mass.
Worcester.
01604?
Four. Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully no one comes and bombs me or anything like that.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they're just buying t-shirts.
No, you see, I've been trying to figure out a way to put the clothes on on like a web, like some type of a website where you can like buy it. And maybe I could send it to you.
Yep.
But
what about Shopify? That way it'd be separate from Rally.
I would like to try to figure that out. See what I'm doing right now, just to kind of like test the water. See, I've had a lot of people ask me for, like hoodies, sweatshirts, like all that kind of stuff, and I've just never really took them too serious.
Yep.
But I really wanted to like give it a try, because the question is like, whoa, when are you gonna have it? When are you gonna have it? It's just, it came like more and more, and so I just did T-shirts for right now.
Yep.
A little bit different of a design. I don't have anything that's like OG.
Yep.
Which like what I'm wearing right now. Those I'm gonna keep specifically for like the company.
Yep.
So you can kind of like differentiate
who's who and what's what.
I would just hate to like have somebody out and something happen and like my hoodie or my T-shirt or my long sleeve be on the video.
Right.
Of like them doing whatever bad shit that it is that they're doing. And it kind of gives me like a chance to kind of keep something to myself too.
Yep.
You know, like it, people love the design and want it, but you can't have it. I'll make you something your own. You know, I like to do like different like seasons
batches.
Like different type of, what do you call it? Can you call it seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I would like to have different things for different ways that I'm feeling about how I want to design. But the T-shirts are dope.
I still want one.
Yeah, I got them down at the shop right now. I'm getting low, so all the people out there,
come get them before they sell out.
Quick, yeah. And that's the cool part about like having them at the shop is that, you know, I post them on Instagram, whether it be on Rally's page or my page, or Facebook, and people make time out of their day to come down and grab them from me.
Right.
You know, it was cool. Like I was telling you earlier today, like my barber, I had posted it. Actually, no, my old friend Tim, he came by the shop like 2 days ago and he got some work done, and he saw the shirt, so he put it on his story and he bought one, and so I reposted it to Rally's page and mine. My barber was like, I need one, bring one.
Well, everybody's a fan. Yeah. Everybody I know either visits the shop, gets their stuff taken care of at the shop,
yeah,
or just comes to see you.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody wants to represent.
Which is, I'm super grateful for.
There's not a lot of businesses in Worcester that are like, I mean, there are a lot of businesses that are locally owned, yeah, but like a lot of the things that people rep and people wear are like, oh, I work for this company or I bought this stuff from this company, but it's like, yeah, but that's not a Worcester corporation. That's like a place that has a franchise in Worcester.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, you know.
I mean, I would like not really become like a staple. Like Coney Island, the hot dog spot.
Right.
That's like a staple of Worcester. I don't really want to become a staple because that means I'd have to be here forever. But I think it's really dope that people will come and show love and support and just be like, this is our guy. You know,
like, plus it why helps, not helps with sales or yeah, helps with repairs. Like if someone's like, oh, where do you go? Well, I'm wearing the shirt. Like I obviously take my stuff here.
Well, here's the thing too, is that when you come to see me here, it's not like, it's not super serious.
Right.
The work is serious. And how I go about my work is very serious. Yes. But the environment is more so like you feel comfortable being here. Like you can move freely. You know, there's not a time where you're going to sit at the shop and be in silence or, you know, have to look at your phone. And, you know, maybe even if you're waiting for your car to get done, have somebody come pick you up while you leave it. Like if you want to sit there and like shoot the shit, there's somebody who's going to be there that you're going to shoot the shit with.
Right.
You know, whether it be my uncle or me, Jen can kind of sort of sometimes shoot the shit depending on
her mood.
Her pH balance. And, you know, even our mechanic now, bilingual, kind of, sort of. So like, you just kind of get a good flow of everything when you come to Rally, and it's been good.
Well, for anybody listening, if you want some apparel, if you want some merch, head to 1270.
Yeah, or if you need your car fixed.
We
got the body shop up and running. The thing is slanging and banging.
got an inspection, you need a repair, you need new tires, whatever it is.
Yeah, you just come see me.
I used to take my car to him once a week.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. I haven't had any repairs. Yeah. I think I need an inspection
that's a good thing,
sticker,
though.
And that's it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
No light issues, no bulb issues.
No bulb issues. Back or rear.
What a pain in the butt that was.
Yep.
A left front headlight.
What always
right rear tail light.
Yep.
Something.
Nothing. Good. To be fair, I drive the Subaru now, so. Collects more dust than it does miles.
Play it. Yeah, yeah. What'd you tell your girlfriend today? Listen, I'm taking the car today.
I did not.
I need
that.
A comfortable ride.
She
Don't
said,
play with me.
She said, take the car. It's a long ride.
Yeah. You were like, I know. I was doing it already. You already had the keys in your hand, you said.
No.
No, I'm kidding. Good looking car, though. I feel like it's different from the last time.
It's missing a sun visor.
No, but I, for whatever reason, I thought she had an older Subaru. When you guys had come down here.
I don't
here.
Think so.
No. I mean, apparently not, but
it's we put a lot of, we didn't put work into it, but
it's clean. It looks clean. Looks like you washed it.
I bought her a monthly car pass for the car wash the house. I told her every day, after work or before work, I don't care if it's dirty or not, just run it through because you never know what kind of like stuff sticks to the windshield, sticks to the tires.
Well, maybe not every day.
Well,
after a snowstorm, for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. After every like snowstorm that we get or any type of like rough weather where they put the crap on the ground.
But we don't have a on Cape, we don't have a garage. So like
it's just taking the weather all.
Yes. Yeah. So like if you don't wash it within 1 to 2 days, you have like tree sap and like shit covering it. Got so like it. In theory you wouldn't have to take it every day, but where we are it gets filthy like within 24 to 48 hours. Yeah. That's why we bought it. I was like, your car is brand new, it doesn't deserve to be covered in like mud and dirt and leaves and shit.
Yeah, I get that. Shit. I would love to have a garage.
Then we bought one of those Bissell green machines and we like soap washed the entire interior.
Yeah.
So like the interior looks brand new.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. It was like
a clean car makes all the difference when you're driving around.
100%.
For sure.
But yeah. Nope. It comes with CarPlay. Comes with heated seats.
You need toasty buns.
Toasty buns.
Being up here, definitely.
Tires aren't so hot.
Look at this. Look behind you real quick. So this dickhead that lives next to me.
Yep.
Well, the guy who owns the house that's next to me. He rents the houses out. He's got like a sliver of land. Literally, like it's like this big. And he wants to build, I don't know, a complex or like some type of...
Like a duplex? Like he wants to go up.
I don't know. But he wants to build something for like more people to live. And he's got these stupid ass back loaders and yeah, like look at the fucking crazy thing that's sitting over there. He's trying to put that in the front yard. Either that or he's taking it away. I think that just came here though.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they're digging. I just, you know, what the fuck?
That's fucked.
Wait until I start building. They're gonna be like, damn.
Do you want to put another, do you want another story on this or
no,
do you?
No.
You just want more in the back. You want the land to get developed.
Well, once upon a time, this house did have a second floor burned down in a fire.
Above us?
Yeah.
Really?
So this was a basement,
first floor,
and then a second floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Only the top floor burned in the fire?
I think the guy who owned the house way back in the day just
wanted some insurance money.
He needed some money, yeah.
I just burned 3 rooms.
Yeah, no, I just burned a floor. The floor is gone. Yeah.
You call me, I call you up, Raymond, I'm getting desperate. I think about burning the bathroom.
Oh, never the bathroom. My 8-ball is in there.
I need $1,000. Yeah. No, these bills are stacking up.
No, I don't think I would ever build on top.
That's fair.
I would like the, because I mean, I got some space here for sure. Hmm. I would like there to be some hustle and bustling.
For our first place, now that we have our apartment for our first place, I'm insisting, and she's very open to the idea of building rather than, like, saving up and building rather than buying a property and, like, either buying one that's, like, really run down and fixing it up or, like, what my grandmother and my uncles have done is they've bought in properties where mm-hmm. they're, like, in the process of building the house.
That way you get to like, design the interior.
Yeah, so, like, they're building it regardless of whether or not you pay for it, but you once you sign and you, like, get pre-approved for the mortgage,
yours.
I want this color on this wall. I want this flooring because you're buying it anyways, but yeah. instead of buying it fabricated, you can tell them how you want
it. Yeah, you don't want it to be copy and paste.
No.
Yeah.
That's what my grandma did. That's that house with the marble and all that.
Yeah, it's all different from everybody else's. Yeah, yep. That's a good idea. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that I would ever want to buy a house. Like, say, I don't know. Say, like, I was to go somewhere.
Yep.
I don't think I'd ever want to, like, just buy a piece of land and then build there. Unless I knew for sure I was staying there.
Right.
Like, I was absolutely in love with wherever it was that I bought. Like, that's where I'm going to live the rest of my life. Now, say, if that's at the beach, I could see that happening. But anywhere else, I don't know if I could really see myself staying one place like that.
I mean, the housing market is, like, it's in the gutter. So, yeah. Like, for right now, like, I told her, I'm like, if we're going to spend... I've said this to my parents, too. I'm like, if I'm going to spend $600,000, $700,000 on a house, I'm going to pick, like, I'm going to pick what we want. Like, I'm not spending $700,000 on somebody's, like... Shithole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's no heating, and we decide to go with gas, but the gas doesn't work. Like, I'd rather be like, nope, we want electric heating. We don't want to have to deal with gas or oil bill. Or we want a high-efficiency water heater. Or we don't want a higher, like, I know.
How about a place where, like, you don't even have to turn the heat on?
There you go.
That would be beautiful. Like, I hate that I have the heat on. I hate it. Drives me crazy, bro. I'm cold. My knuckles are like ice white.
But at least you get to wear your winter clothes.
I don't like that. I like to wear my shorts and my t-shirts or with my long sleeves or whatever like that and go about my business that way. Putting on pants every day and a hoodie and a jacket. Like, you should see me. I'm walking around like, what's the guy from the Christmas Story movie?
Yeah.
His mom bundles him up. Ralphie? He's like stiff as a board.
Yep.
That's me in the morning. I can't. There's snow on my car in the morning. The what's his name? Jack Frost visits me every night.
Yeah, you don't have a commute anymore.
No, I know. I just stumble down the hill. Yeah. But no.
You just roll down it.
Yeah. I wanted to build a zip line from the porch to the shop. I think that'd be cool. I think the people that work at Rally would hate me for it. Because they'd be like, look at this dickhead.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Zip lining to work right now.
Just put your backpack on.
Yeah. I don't think that they would like that. But
you'd have to build something that lets you go. Like an electric thing that like lets you go back on it.
Yeah. Something that lets me back up.
Like you take the zip line. Oh, fuck. I forgot something.
You know, like the chairs for the old people that go up the staircase
yes.
in their house? Something like that just like really slowly brings me back up to the house.
Or you have... like at the ski resorts, you have the little the ski lift thing.
Oh, yeah.
You just sit on it and it just drags you down. And it's just running 24/7.
Yeah, just always going.
Why does this guy have a ski lift in the back of his house?
That'd be awesome. Definitely.
You get stuck, you're like 10 feet in the air.
I just yell for Jen! What'd you break?
Help Nothing, me. I just turned a switch.
Yeah. That'd be cool, for sure. I think there's a lot of cool stuff that I could do from here to the shop.
Yeah.
You know.
You have the perfect backyard for, like, literally everything. Ruckus.
I make so much noise back there. I remember, like, I ripped my dirt bike back there.
Sports.
Whatever it is that I'm working on, say it's something that's just, like, a total rat. I might just spin down there. I'll practice drifting around the corners.
Yep. Is this in the winter when the snows? Is it good for sledding and stuff?
No, it's not really like... There's a little bit of a slope in the back, but it's not enough to...
Okay.
No.
The house has always been on a hill, but I'm pretty sure like it almost takes in like an L. Like it's a jagged and then flat and then jagged and then flat. Like it's not an actual hill.
Yeah, I mean, my backyard's a little janky. It's big, but it's like... You gotta know where you're going. Yeah, because either you're gonna end up coming home with like a twisted up ankle or something.
You guys still have the? Does Riley still have the backhoe anymore?
Bro, that's my baby.
You still do?
Did
you fix the glass on it yet?
It's sitting right there, so I can see it from my window right here. Sometimes I just look at it.
Just hop in it. Need to release some stress,
bro. I love it. Done some like real stupid shit in it before, but I mean, I love that thing. It's my most favorite.
It's actually really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. People ask me to like rent it. Oh, how much you rent that out for like the day? Nah. No one's allowed to touch that but me.
That's fair.
That's like my one and true love.
What's crazy today on the way to come and visit you, you know the lift, the I don't know what they're called, the flat truck that you have?
A ramp truck?
Yeah. The ramp truck?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those on another one?
I've seen one getting towed.
I saw one getting towed today, and it's that truck on sitting on another truck, like lifted in the air.
Really?
Pulling it, yep, on like along the highway. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I've seen like the big boy tow trucks towing them before. It's like, say, like a picture of a tow truck, regular, yep, and then times that by like 10, just ginormous with like a big crane in the back, boom, and lifts it up.
This was a bigger ramp truck towing a smaller ramp truck. And I was really? Like, they're both huge, but I'm like, what the
That's
fuck?
That's crazy.
So if you ever get that thing stuck.
No, bro. Knock on wood, dude. I hope I don't ever get it stuck. I mean, there's been situations where, because it's different,
yep,
from a regular car. You know, you break down on the road in a car, most likely you'll be able to get it back running. With that truck, it's a different animal. Totally different beast. I would never want to get stuck. I remember one time I was driving. I was going to, I don't know where I was going. But I was driving towards, like, the Burnco area.
Yep.
Like, whatever the highway that is. And it was, like, a snowstorm. And for whatever reason, I wasn't watching the road. And I caught a big chunk of like snow ice on like the side, like the breakdown lane. Dude, that truck took me like all the way, almost right into the barrier. However way I was able to get out of that thing, I would have been fucked. A tow bill for one of those is crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Well, what's the gas take to fill that thing up? It's diesel, right?
Yeah. Expensive.
It's going to be like a $150 fill.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more than that.
200?
I mean, like $100. Say if I'm on E, $100 would probably get me over half a tank.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Stupid.
What do you charge to tow?
Depends on how many miles you're going, where you're going, where you're coming from.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy expensive to operate.
I would love to eventually start doing
tows
in the city. I think that'd be mint.
What if you got, would you get more ramp trucks? Would you just use a one, or would you want more, like, pickups and stuff?
I mean, if it got super busy, then I would definitely try to get another one for sure. But what I would need is, like, a driver for it.
That's just...
Yeah, because,
hey,
dude,
someone's
I
stuck,
can't...
Go pick them up.
Yeah. Because, you know, I never know, like, what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
You know, like, my schedule can look like this, and then by 10:30, it's totally different.
Right.
Somebody might call me and be like, hey, my car, this, that, I just got hit, whatever. And it's like, I...
1 minute
I
got to
stop whatever it is that I'm doing to go and get into the ramp truck and go and find them and pick them up, load the truck, bring it back here, do all that kind of stuff. I would like to have like a driver, but it would need to be super consistent.
Now, would you partner with like AAA, or would it just be separate? Like, because I was always wondering how half these companies like partner with AAA to get listed on their roadside assistance program.
Yeah, I mean, like if you take it for instance, I'm sure like you've seen like a Dorenzo's truck before.
Yes. They're so separate. You call them.
Yeah, but they like, they. What do you call it? How do you call that?
Butter the bread.
Yeah, and so like they have like all the city towing. You know, like that dude is just fucking, he's something else. So, he's got all the towing in the city. Any police call, any accident, any whatever.
It's him.
Dispatch calls a Dorenzo's truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be a really tough, but I'm not a towing company. He's, like, primarily just towing.
No, I know.
You know, he does, like, other shit, too, I'm sure, but...
But, I mean, you also own the repair shop. So, it's like, oh, if you need, you got hit, you need collision work done, we'll tow it, and then we'll fix it. Versus,
well, all right, for like
get instance, your thing towed to our place, and then we'll figure it out.
If you drive by the front of Rally right now,
yep,
I got a big LED screen in the front.
Yep.
I offer free towing in the city if it's coming to me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Should tell more people about that. I didn't know that at all.
I just started. Because, like I said, I kind of want to start getting the towing going.
Because the amount of people that I know that are like, yeah, I got I got a ticket to a repair shop, but I don't know how I'm going to get it there. And I don't know, like, a lot of people stress out about either A, I don't know how to get it there, or B, I know how to get it there, but I don't know if they're going to be able to see me. Yeah. So they don't want to get their car towed for like $100 for the shop to be like, sorry, can't do it this week.
No, I, if anybody knows me, I don't turn anything away.
Fair enough.
Because I can do everything that there is to do. We're not, there's not anything that we haven't seen before.
You're not selective.
It's not selective. And if it's something that's crazy, we're not scared of it either.
Right.
You know?
Figure it out.
So it's just kind of like, just get it to me. If I can get you in right then and there, I'll do that. Sometimes you may have to wait a day or two.
Right.
You know, but if I can get you right in, I'll definitely do that. But I think about it like in the sense that if the roles were reversed, if I was wearing the customer's shoes, I would want to be working with a company that's going to take care of me right away. You know, like I don't want to, like there's a lot of places around here that'll, you know, I'll see that car sitting there for weeks.
Right.
I would never want to be that customer that's waiting for their car for a week.
We're waiting on
a car. I got stuff I got to do.
Right.
You know, like maybe I got a family at home. We're working out of one car now for 2-3 weeks, a month.
Yep.
No, I'm trying to get your car right back to you.
Do you guys offer a rental service?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I used to, but I wasn't running it.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't running that rental
agreement.
So like, I was pretty much, I didn't know too much about it, so I was just off it. And then, you know, the person that was in charge, who's no longer there, wasn't consistent enough with the flow.
Okay.
I mean, at this point now, yeah, I would definitely be able to do rentals at the shop. But okay. I work with the enterprise that's right down the road.
Yep.
So all the customers that come for me for insurance work, we have a nice little agreement with enterprise. So they take care of whoever it is that needs the help, which is cool.
That's cool.
That was a fun little trial and error type of making a relationship with them.
Yeah.
But that was good. So Enterprise takes care of us when it comes to like all of our insurance work.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know that.
If you need a rental to go to New York, go do something, you let me know. Got the connections up there.
So you guys, do you guys still use the same company for loans as well? Or did you guys get an updated connection with them?
Yeah, I mean, we work with like so many people.
Because I remember at one point you guys were talking to Geico.
No, well, Geico's an insurance company. They don't buy loans on cars. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something different.
No, it was AAA.
Oh, it was AAA.
AAA okay. is still like our rock, you know?
Yep.
That's like our wife. We have mistresses too. You know, we work with like a lot of different credit unions, DCU. And sometimes even like a customer's personal bank will help them out with a loan too.
Yeah.
You know, that way they get like a little bit better of an interest rate because they have a relationship with them.
Right.
But yeah, AAA is still our main squeeze.
Fair enough.
But yeah.
I respect the hustle. I respect the updates. I've seen this place like grow and develop within the last 10 years. Like there's a new, I just driving here, just saw the brand new paint job. The thing's completely grayed out and yellow. 100 times different than it used to be.
Man, I want it to be pretty.
Like, you guys never had the flags.
Yeah, that's what I'm missing. I'm missing a big rally flag sticking out from the building. I mean, I got the rally flags dangling from the top.
But you want the like pole.
Man, I want people to come down the road and be like,
"There it is."
There they are. You know.
It's way more It's more recognizable and identifiable now that you repainted the outside. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it looks like a completely different shot. Yeah.
Well, I want it to be an extension of like me. So, you know, clean, cool looking. Like, hey, what is this place? I want to pull in here and see what this is all about. It's kind of like when you look at me. Right. What am I going to, who is that? What am I going to get?
Right.
Who am I going to get? You never know. Depends on the time. You know, that's kind of like what I want that place to be and represent. Not that I can't be rough around the edges, sure. But I want you to be able to, like, come by that shop and be like,
All right, let's see what they have for sale. Let's see what they can do for me.
I would buy from them, or I would get my car repaired by them,
right,
or whatever. Like, I, that's a place that I feel like I can trust. That's what I want.
Fair enough.
You know, just try to, like, move that place like I move my own self.
Right.
It's been fun. It's been stressful, too, though.
It's been like what stresses?
Well, people.
Anything you want to talk about?
Not really.
Air?
Not really, like, on air. You know, no, but I mean, it's tough though. You know, like, you're, first of all, you're a small business.
Yep.
You know, it's like, say, like, we call it like a mom and pop shop,
yep,
type of thing.
You're up against it financially to start because it's a small business.
Yeah. And I mean, at the same time, you're battling so many other mom and pop shops.
Plus the big ones.
Which is kind of fucked up if you think about it too, because we're all in the same
boat.
Same boat.
Right.
You know, like, these bigger franchises and these name brand places are taking away from us. And
but you guys, I mean, you can compete with them, but it's easier for you guys to compete against a small one than it is like oh,
well,
don't go down the street to them, go to us.
How many people would they think that they have to take their cars to
the dealership?
A dealership.
Right.
You're paying, first of all, an arm and a leg. You're paying for, like, the title of what that place is.
Yep.
Where I have the same mechanic, maybe even 10, 15, 20 times better than the techs that you have working on your car at a dealership.
Right.
You're paying crazy rates for subpar work.
And you're also paying crazy rates for the same parts. Like, a lot of times people are like, oh, go to the dealership, you'll get the dealer parts. But half the time when you go to the small businesses like yours, you guys are still getting parts from the dealership, so it doesn't matter whether you're getting it from their mechanic
mechanic. Depending on what the consumer and the customer wants out of the repair that they need.
Right.
But you come to a place like mine and you're getting a person who's working on your car that actually enjoys their job, that has like a love for this game, so to speak. You know, you're at a dealership, they're sitting there, they whack out a couple of jobs, they get paid.
Right.
Here, it's like, this person is here because he cares about what it is that he's doing.
Right.
You're getting a totally different thing being at a mom-pop shop. But, I mean,
you guys also understand that they just do it. Versus, like I remember one of the mechanics that you had, you guys were going to fix my water pump. I think it was my water pump or my gas pump. You guys were going to fix my gas pump. And the mechanic figured out that on that, like, that specific model, if you take the seat out, you can find the cords that go to it. And he's like, you just had a bad connection. I taped it up.
That's the thing.
But he's like, it's because I recognize this car. Versus, he's like, if you had just gone to the dealership, they're just going to charge you
for
the water pump because they're not going to
change parts.
Right.
A dealership is just
versus
glorified part changing company.
Right.
Here, we're here to, like, help you save,
right,
and try to establish a business relationship with you.
Those cars are known for this. This car is known for this. So before you buy this part or before you get this repair, let's think about it. Versus, just bring it in. We'll charge an arm and a leg, and then good luck with it.
Yeah, no, that's not the goal here.
I've never taken I got my Hyundai from a dealership. I've never taken it back. I've taken it to Rally, for every repair, and I think I've had one or two major.
Yeah.
Everything else has been like maintenance work.
Because,
everything looks good. Just keep an eye out for this. Everything looks good. Yeah. Remember to change this versus. Yeah.
Take the plastic off your wiper blades.
Take the plastic off my wiper blades. Zach.
I don't know what's going on with my windshield. It's just full of rain.
It's raining and I can't see it. I'm on the highway. Like, Raymond, did you take the plastic off? Ah, shit.
Oh, that's better now. I can see. All right. Good to go then.
It was downpouring. I'm calling you at like 9 at night in the middle of a rainstorm. I'm like, Zach!
That's the thing too, though. My phone is open, bro.
Right.
To whoever. You need anything. It doesn't even have to do with, not even talking about work, but my phone is open. You know? Just like you, I mean, I'm glad that me and you are starting to kind of like come back to this blossom of
experiences
of our friendship. Yeah, I mean, we've been solid for so long. I feel like it was weird to not be in contact, not be in contact, but not be in the same space as you for so long.
Right.
you know, you kind of tend to lose a part of yourself. You know, I feel like just from like me and you being friends dating back from like high school, there's a part of you that is attached to like my soul. So to not have that part of you around consistently, it's the world doesn't really feel the same.
Yeah, it's dull. Yeah. It's a little more dull.
Yeah.
I feel the same way because I used to tell my relatives whenever I'd go to Worcester, they're like, well, what are you going for? I'm like, I just need a reset. I need to see Zach. I need a mental reset.
I think that was cool, yeah,
for sure. Where I'm from, like, Cape is known for their retirees. They're known for, like,
old bags and saggy balls.
Yeah, which is fine, but, like, the energy is different. The mentalities are different. The work atmosphere is different. Like, I would tell them, like, no, I'm going to Worcester because around here, like, people don't have drive. People don't understand stuff. People don't, like, people are interested in things that I completely, like, don't align with.
Right.
So it's like half the time I'm going to Worcester just to remember, okay, this is where I'm from. This is who I am. This is like what I want to do. Because when you're around people who can barely hear you, let alone like give you life advice or have a normal conversation with you, it's like,
but be on the same line as you too, right? Because you're a young guy.
Yeah.
You're dealing with old people.
Yeah. There's no 20-year-olds on Cape. So it's like the people you're talking to, it's, how's it going today? And they're going, what?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
So like you get, Cape's cool, but it's for a lot of young people, you get so in your own head, because you're like half the time you're the only person that you can talk to. So you're overthinking problems or you're over stressing about stuff. And it's because it's like, well, I don't have the people I know, I'm not around, and the people that I trust and understand aren't around me. And the people I are around either don't have the same issues, don't understand, don't have the same drive. So if you are passionate about something, it's like, well, you might be the only one who knows about it, because who the fuck knows about rap?
You're not
going to
find somebody who's got the same mindset as you.
Nothing.
Down there.
Yeah.
I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong too, but you almost become like, I don't want to say stuck, but almost still being there, because it's something that, you know, you're living like the same routine every single day.
Yep.
Whereas if you come to the city, you might see something completely and totally different than what you saw 2 weeks ago or a day ago down the Cape.
That's why I specifically miss Worcester, is because it has its factions of like your west side, your east side, your Grafton, your Worcester Tech and your Skyline Drive, where like each section of the city has its own specific culture and needs.
Yeah.
Like I remember people growing up that would be like, oh, you're from Plumlee. Oh, you're from Tatnik. And some people meshed, some people hung out with their own group, but you at least had...
You could always tell by the way that somebody talked or carried themselves with it.
Oh, 100%.
What part of the city that they were from.
Yep. Oh, he's from Vernon Hill. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Just by looking at them. Look what they're wearing. Look what the hat they have on. Look
look
at who they're hanging out with and who they talk with. Like,
yeah.
And half the time, if you didn't know someone, it was, where do you live? You know, oh, I live in such and such seat. Well, that's why.
Yeah.
Versus like, nope, Cape is very... It's copy and paste in a lot of the towns.
Yeah.
And they built it that way.
They want it to be the same.
Yeah. The Barnstable District Historical Society has like ownership of like 80% of the housing rules and the like building rules that are on Cape. So this like massive committee is deciding what you get for side, like what you get for shingles, what you get for to paint your windows, what you get to like have your lawn look like.
But for what? Like, why would you want to be a part of something like that?
For some people, they like the community. They like the quaintness of it. Like, oh, it's a small town.
The easiness?
Is
it because it's easy?
Yeah. And we want to keep it this way. And I respect it, but there's a lot of times where they like trample on people and they trample on businesses or groups that barely want to like branch out and do their own thing.
Well, they take the creativeness out of everything.
Oh, 100%.
It's like if you move into like a, what do you call those little like neighborhoods where all the houses are like?
Suburbs?
No.
Gated community?
Like a community, yes. It's like that. Like, why would you want to be, I can see why, like, okay, it's easier. You have like somebody who comes and mows the lawn, takes care of the house, whatever. But everything else is the exact same. I mean, no. I don't. Why? For what?
Like, one of the issues that we have particularly is, like, if you want to do something fun in Worcester, there's, like, you could go here, you could go get a bite to eat, you could go get, yeah, a, like, get a drink, you can go to the arcade, you can go to the trampoline park, you can go to the park, you can go to the bridge. Like, yeah, there's thousands of things that you can literally be like, all right, let's do this tonight.
Yeah.
Cape Cod, it's, you have the skate parks that are really open till 5. You have the mall. And then you have, there's like a bowling alley behind the mall. That's really about it. Like, that's, yeah, that's what you have for activities. So if you want something fun to do, you're deciding between 3 things.
Right.
And you're deciding between those 3 things with everybody else that you know. So, like, for instance, if I'm going to take my girlfriend to go to the arcade on Cape that's in the mall, and I take her on a Saturday, it's me and 3,000, like, kids.
Yeah.
And it's because that's where the only place that they can go, and that's the only place where, like, teenagers can hang out versus, oh, let's go here, let's go there, let's try this, let's try that. It's, you can either go shopping, you can get food, or you can go to the mall. Like, those are your 3 options. There's no...
Yeah, I don't...
you know, there's no activity, there's no development in terms of, like, recreation that's not built around, like, going to a museum or a bookstore, because that's what they care about.
I wonder if it's like that, if it's not only just like that there, but, I mean, like, I lived in Spencer for many years, so it was very, like, boring there, too. There wasn't much of anything to do.
Right.
You had, like, the little, what do you call, like, the little... bowling balls. They had like something
Candlepin.
Like, yeah, they had like that. They had like a couple restaurants, a Price Chopper. Like, there was really nothing to do out there. So, I mean, the only time you're experiencing something that's like fun, you're driving to a city to like do something. It's almost like you got to kind of live
in the city or next to the
in
city.
In the city or just outside to be able to enjoy like not the same things as everybody else.
Well, some people, like, sometimes some of those places, they're underdeveloped. Like, there are some places where it's like, oh, this would, if businesses moved in, this place would be perfect. But then there's other areas, like probably Spencer, where, or especially in Western Mass, where it's, oh, no, we live out here because it's quiet. Like, we want things to stay dull. We don't like the hustle and bustle. And so we want to walk out and just see trees everywhere, which is fine. But, like, if you're not an outdoorsy person, then like being in the middle of the woods is going to be terrifying to you.
See, like, I have a lot of people that come in, they'll talk to me about stuff like that. They'll be like, okay, well, you know, like, you know, say if it comes up, oh, I live out in Spencer. It's like, yeah, like, I had to get out of the city too, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, why would you ever want to, like, I was so stoked to come back to the city.
Mm-hmm.
I think like a city environment is so important to like a person's character, upbringing, like just the, like what it can instill in you and the way that it like molds you to become strong in a sense. Like, you know, a lot of people, they want to move out to like little towns to get away from all of this,
the hustle, the city, and bustle.
But it's like, why? Like, a lot of people, they'll start like a family and like, all right, we're going to move to a town. Why? Why would you want to do that?
Right.
You know, like, I'm super thankful that I grew up in the city. You know, I got to experience every single thing that a city could offer you. You know,
the only thing I can think of would be housing costs. I know that people
housing like, costs for sure.
Like, I know people complain that Boston's expensive, but it's like, well, yeah, you're in the center of like all of Massachusetts, where everybody wants to be, go or do something. Like, same, Worcester's almost on that level. It's like,
they're trying to be. Yeah,
yeah. I would say they're like, if the Red Sox are the major leagues, Worcester is the minor leagues, where it's like, it wants to be that professional team. It's missing some stuff.
We got the Blue Sox now.
Right.
It's like, it's exactly what you're saying.
It wants it. It's like, it's the Boston's little brother.
Yeah.
So I can understand people who want to move out of the city solely because it's like, well, it's too expensive. And so if I don't really do anything in the city, why should I spend $3,000 when I can spend $1,500 or whatever? I don't know what people spend for housing costs here.
In that sense, of course, that makes sense. But if I wanted to raise a family or have a family and have, like, children growing up through me and whoever, I would want them to grow up in the city. I don't want my kids to go on, like, to David Prouty or like Leicester High or
right. No, I like want them to go to Worcester Tech.
No,
or
man, like I want them to be Burnco. In the city. I want them to be, like grow up seeing everything that what the world really is. Like I feel like if you're out in a town or down the Cape, like you're very sheltered.
Yep.
You don't get to experience the things that you need to experience growing up. I couldn't see myself like raising a family in a quiet little
town.
No, they would need to know. I want like my kids, I want them to like get into fights after school.
Right.
I want them to see like crazy shit going on down the road. And I want that environment to teach them like how to hustle and how to get to where they want to be in life.
I want my kids to like look at their childhood. Like those are the, not the best years of my life, but I want them to be like, yeah, I had a dope childhood. And like with all due respect, a lot of these kids that grow up in these small towns, it's like they get out of school, they hang out with their friends for a little bit, they go home, and if they're 14,
but
they
how
get
do
high.
They hang out with their friends though? Because like my uncle lives out in the Spencer area, and in order for his kids to hang out with their friends, a parent's gotta drive them to a house.
Or they got a bike.
It's no, bro, not even that.
Really?
No, because dude, think about like all the back roads and all like the.
Oh, fair
say
enough.
Even the main roads, cars are going 50 miles an hour. It's like growing up in the city, all the kids got to do is
take the bus.
Well, that or they go home, they grab their bicycle and they ride to their friends, which is a 5-minute bike ride down the road.
Right.
It's like you're all just you're right there, you know, instead of like, okay, how is a parent expected to stop everything that they're doing? Say they work a 9-to-5 or whatever else, and they gotta like stop what they're doing to bring their kids from here to here, and then, you know, go home to take care of their other kids, and then like at 7 o'clock they gotta go back over here to pick them up from whatever activity that it is that they're doing. Like that's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's like your day never stops.
I remember living over in Tatnik, over by Worcester State, and I remember like some days it would be, all right, we're gonna bike to like the little plaza that's. Like, yeah. Down there, we're going to hang out with so-and-so, we're going to get ice creams or whatever, and then yeah. We're going to ride back up and go to the field, and then we're going to ride back down and go to, like, the track at the college. And, like, everything was within 5 to 10 minutes of each other, but there was so much to do that as a kid, you could, like, within a day have gone to 16 different places, right. Seen 5 different people, gotten into, like, 2 separate fights,
yeah.
Had, like, scratch marks on both your kneecaps,
yeah.
And you get home, and they're like, what'd you do today? And you're like, nothing.
Right, exactly.
But you look back at it, and it's like, damn, like you did a lot.
Well, for me growing up, it was more of like, okay, so if my mom gets out of work at, I don't know, let's say 4 o'clock, 4:35, she's at home at 5.
Right.
I'm grounded. I'm not supposed to be doing anything. I can go out and do all this bad stuff that I want to do with all my bad friends.
Just be home by 5.
And I can make sure that I'm home because I'm just right down the road. I can make sure I'm home by the time my mom gets home, I'm cleaned up. Doesn't even look like I even was outside at all. As opposed to like, I got to call my mom now and have her come pick me up.
Right.
And I know I'm not supposed to be out, but there's no way for me to walk home. If I walk home, it's going to take me an hour to walk there and it's going to be dark out.
Yeah.
It's like I could get hit and I could get stolen. I could get hit, you know? It's like, dude, what? No, the city is where, I don't know. I've always had like a love for the city. I don't know why. Like even like hearing the cars go by at nighttime and the sirens and stuff like that. Like it just, even if it helps you sleep, like for me, it helps me sleep. Hearing all that, the busyness going on, no matter what time it is, the big trucks driving around. Out there, it was like, you could hear a pin drop.
Right.
You could hear somebody
honking
a horn.
And if you did, you were stressed. It wasn't, oh, I'm home. It's, what the fuck's going on outside?
Like, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm happy to be here. I'm extremely thankful, and I feel blessed to be under this roof, and just to kind of like look back and think about where I was to where I am, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, like all that kind of stuff.
I know that the plaza that I'm working in down the Cape, they're renovating it. It was the old Kmart Plaza. And Kmart went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Or closed. So you had this like plaza down the Cape that had like 16 stores, and maybe 4 of them stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones closed up. They're like, their signs are gone. They're these empty, vacant buildings.
Yeah.
The plaza and the parking lot is like completely wrecked. And so now, like, Whole Foods is moving in, Apple is moving in, this, like, Home Depot store is moving into it. So they're doing repairs on all the buildings. They're doing repairs on, like, the sidewalk. They're doing, they're doing, like, 24-hour construction to, like, get it up to snuff. Mm. And everybody that I've met has complained about it. They're like, oh, there's no parking. Oh, it's a mess. Oh, yeah. There's rocks everywhere. This sucks. That sucks. And yeah. I'm like, honestly, I'm looking at them. I'm like, so hold up. You'd rather a big old empty lot with, like, vacant buildings than construction crews and, like, cranes coming in and fixing it up. And they're like, well, it's supposed to be pretty. I'm like, right. They're in the process of tearing down the old buildings and putting up new ones. Yeah. Like, you can't do that overnight. And there's no way to make it pretty other than just gutting it and then, rebuilding.
Right.
But, nope, they are worried that it's going to ruin the artistic style of the cape.
Oh,
and, like,
get over it.
And it's all this bullshit. And it's like, to me, it's like, that's the mentality of how they feel towards the buildings themselves, let alone the people who live there. And so, like, when I'm doing stuff, it's, well, am I going to be met with animosity or am I going to be met with support? Right. If I do something, is it because, like, if I'm creating something or if I'm dressing a certain way, if I'm listening to something, is it because I like this or is it because I'm a product of the environment because of how they want things to look and how they want things to be done. Like, I've redone my wardrobe to be back to button downs and khakis and dress shoes and the stuff that I want to create and sew and all that is along the same, like, 80s vintage Americana. Like, I've kind of figured out for a lot of things that I want to do what the aesthetic and the imagery should look like.
Yeah.
But I'm still thinking to myself in the back of the head, is it based off of what I actually like or is it based off of my environment because of what I'm seeing and because of what I'm hearing and because of what I don't see? And so, like, half of me is like, you're doing it because you like it. And the other half of me is like, you might be doing it for another reason. And so I don't know until I get out. Like, I wouldn't know until I came to Worcester if I get out of that environment. Oh, okay, I still feel this way and like this, regardless of whether or not I'm there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's how you actually feel about, like, your creative mind, think about how you were in school when me and you met.
Right.
You were very old school, vintage, what'd you call it, Americana?
Vintage Americana.
Yeah, bro. You was, like, head to toe in that. And, I mean, it was, you know, you kind of started hanging out with, like, all of us. So, like, the style kind of sort of changed. You adapted to, like, the environment that you were kind of surrounded in.
I started wearing lacrosse. Like, I was still wearing similar stuff, but
had, like, a more of a streetwear tendency to it.
You were showing me, okay, you can still wear that style.
But you got to do this.
But look at this brand. Look at the way they did it. Look at, like, try it this way. Try it that way. Which I learned a lot of that. And that's why I still know to this day. It's like, no, that's what I want to do. And it's because I've done it since before I got here.
Yeah.
But there is still, like, a, you know, am I doing this for me? If I do it for me, will other people buy it? Will other people like it? Will the right clientele want to buy it? Like, if I'm making stuff for me, am I going to get the 60-year-olds who wear this? Or am I going to get the 30 or 20-year-olds that wear this? Like, do I want to design stuff that 20 and 30-year-olds would wear? But stuff that I hate. And it's like that weird, well, I'm in an environment that I don't like, so do I conform to it or do I do my own thing? And how does that affect sales? How does that affect, like, everything?
I think it depends on, like, your end game.
So,
like, if you think about, like where I'm at right now, I've had to adapt myself to the environment that I'm in in order to make it happen the way it needs to happen so one day I can go and do the things that I want to do. And make the things that I want to make. But if it was up to me, and that's kind of like the way that I'm taking it now, it's kind of like, man, fuck all that.
Right.
I'm just going to do this the way that I want it to be. But I think in all actuality, I think it really depends on, like, what your end game is.
Like,
if you're trying to, I don't know, like, be more, what's the word that I'm looking for, like,
mainstream?
Not even like mainstream, but if you want to, like, appear to a demographic that culturally is, like, relevant. Your age, create what you want to create. If it makes you happy to create that kind of style or,
right,
you know, whatever, then I say you gotta do what's gonna make you happy, because that's only gonna expand your creativeness.
Right.
If you gotta, lack of better words, dumb yourself down in order to make a couple of dollars, like, what is the point of that?
Right.
There's absolutely no fun. You're gonna wake up being like, I don't want to do this. I have to do this because I have to make this money. But if you're able to use what you love and what like attracts you to it, if you can take that and make it your own and just push it out because that's what makes you happy, there's plenty of people out there that are gonna be like, yo, I love this dude's shit. Like, this dude's stuff is raw. Like, I love it.
Right.
Like, who would have thought a 27-year-old is gonna be wearing vintage Americana?
Penny loafers.
Like, stuff like that. Like, and I mean, if you think about the way that style has changed just in like the last few years, I mean, when we were in high school, it was True Religions and polos.
Right.
I mean, nowadays, the style is just, it's like
everything.
This way and it's that way and it's over here and it's over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many people that kind of take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and just mash it into one. You know, like I'm seeing like a bunch of people dress vintage Americana that are our age, right. Maybe a little bit older, even a little bit younger, and they just crush it.
One of the things that I had decided.
Who's you're that? Good. Go ahead. Sorry.
You're fine. One of the things I had decided was, because I finally have the freedom and the free time to get back into vlogging, but one of the things that I wanted to do was for my vlogs, I wanted to actually have some of them be black and white, and then some of them back in the 70s and the 80s. You know how like the pictures used to be grainy?
Yeah.
They used to videotape on, I forget what it's called, but I think it's like...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's 80 tape.
I think that shit is so 808 dope, tape. Bro.
It's a specific type of film reel. I think it's 800s, 808s.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Oh, 80 millimeter. Yeah. That's what it is. Back in the 60s, 70s, when they started to do color, they taped on 80 millimeter, and it was like this raw, grainy, like... vintage look, and yeah. It made like movies like The Godfather and mm-hmm. like these like older mobster and these older like classic films stand out because yeah. the texture looks richer than
right.
the new like the current HD stuff.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff that I'm working on is okay. I'm going to be taking footage, but it's going to be either be black and white or it's going to be 80 millimeter and. That might turn some people on and that might turn some people off because they're like, why would I watch a 10-minute video in black and white? But that's, for my artistic freedom, that's mm-hmm. how, to me, it's worth it to take videos and to put stuff on the internet because, like, half of my brain is, well, why should I TikTok what I ate this morning? Why should I videotape what I'm doing today? And to me, it's like, I don't want it to just be a documentation of what I'm doing. Because everybody does that. Here's what I ate. Here's how I tied my shoelaces. Here's me getting into my car. Here's me at work.
There's no connection.
Right. Versus, let me make a movie. It'll be about what I did today, or it might mm-hmm. be about my week. But I'll do a title screen. It'll be black and white. It might have credits at the end. It might look like a vintage movie.
Yeah.
Even though it's just a vlog. It's just me blogging with a GoPro or my phone. But it has the artistic value of like a 70s or a 50s or a 60s movie versus check it out on YouTube. It's just me brushing my teeth for 5 minutes or it's me like taking a shit. Like it actually has some value.
You'd regardless vlog of whether, taking a shit?
No. But either way.
I bet you some people would probably watch that. Like, no, this dude is not taking a shit.
But regardless, like it's... doing something that also has
you some should vlog of, yourself taking a shit.
I'm not doing
you know that. What I think talk about what's a better way of connecting with the person that you're watching.
I'll vlog you taking a shit.
No you don't want to vlog me taking a shit. I just think that'd be cool though.
No,
when you watch a video, I mean, I want to be like, I almost want to feel like I'm in that presence of that video. You're like, I want to see that. Those. They want to see like your red face and the veins popping out the side.
Well,
it'll
be
head.
Red. It's gonna be black and white.
That's true.
But regardless, it's.
But they'll see the fucking vein.
Oh, they will. What are you looking for?
No, I hear something.
He's also a part-time security manager.
Dude, I'm like super neighborhood watch. super neighborhood watch.
It's all good.
I'm like all over the place. That's the one thing that took me like a while. Like, okay, I can talk about this. It happened a while ago. But I got broken into twice. Once the first time it happened, they stole my dirt bike out the shop. I used to keep it in the house, and I was having like one of those like rough days. So I was like, I needed some type of a release. I had already been to the gym early that morning, and the day kind of got like worse after that.
Yep.
I needed something, and I was gonna be around the little boy. So I wanted to make sure that like I was good, you know. So I rolled the dirt bike out, and I just ripped the fuck out of the entire place. And I left my dirt bike out for like an hour. I put the dirt bike in the garage. And then I went out. I think it was like a Thursday night. I don't forget like what I was. I went to go like watch some game. I don't know what it was. But that next morning, I go to work. And I walk into the garage, my fucking bike is gone.
Yep.
And half of my garage is turned up. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought someone was playing a joke on me. I saw my grandfather was here. I was like, this motherfucker really rolled my dirt bike out and broke my door. Like, are you really that much of an asshole?
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, my bike is like actually fucking gone. Like this is, I've been broken into, I've been robbed. You know, I go on my video camera showed it. I'm like, fuck, man. So that happened, and I forget why I was telling you this.
Since then, you've been more vigilant about
yes,
like
so,
noises and people.
Yeah. So I mean, from then, like everything that I hear, like I pop up, and my house has so many windows, I can see everything.
Yep.
Everything that I need to see, I can see, which I love. So I mean, I'm just constantly like outside looking, walking. I'll be over here creeping out the window, or I'll have like whatever, all my cameras will be on different views. Like it's just, I don't know, that hasn't been fun.
That's fair.
That was like, and that happened like as soon as I moved back to the city. That was like my welcoming back to the city. It's like, hey motherfucker, you
forgot about us.
Yeah, did you forget about us?
Right.
Boom, give me your bike. Yeah, that sucked. That sucked. Missed that bike. That bike was raw. Did you ever see that bike?
Yes.
Oh my God. No, you didn't.
I saw it on the back of Sean's truck. There was once that you guys were going, and I was heading back to Cape Cod, and you guys were going dirt biking. I was on the back of his truck.
The green one?
Whatever one you had.
Well, I was on a red one for a while. I was on a Honda.
I think it was the red one. I don't think it was the green one.
So I had gotten a KX450.
It was newer?
Brand new.
I hadn't seen that one yet.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful ass bike. Fast, powerful bike. Loved that thing. That was like a totally different, I don't even know, bro. I went from like riding on like a 250 to just give me the biggest one you got and let me go. Yeah, that was wild. That's why I was talking about that, because you saw me stand up because I said I heard something.
Yep.
The shop is closed now. It's like after 6. So me not being there, they know that they can just dip off at 6 o'clock. Usually we're there a little bit later if I'm around. But weird noises, I don't like that.
Way different hours than when it used to be. It used to be 4:30.
No, 5. During the week, we close at like 5.
5? Okay.
I think.
I know if you weren't there, sometimes they'd slip out at like 4:20, 4:25.
Everybody wants to slip out. What? Of course. Like,
I'm done for the day. Yeah, last truck's
this.
Yeah.
He's not around. Let's get out of here. No.
Just did the last oil change. Ray Audi.
No, man. I think just like the extra hour, I feel like to me it makes all the difference.
Yeah.
If I had it in me to sit there till like 7 o'clock,
you would.
I would do that. Like during the summertime, no problem. It's nice outside. I love being at the shop during the summertime. I can be outside. I can be making noise and waving at everybody.
Winter, it's dead and cold. And you have to be inside.
Winter, it's just cold. It's raw. Everybody's kind of just like bones are aching.
Yep.
You know, it's just kind of like, let me get out of here. So.
All
right. I don't know why you're sitting up like that.
I just...
Well, I didn't know if you were about to get up and start moving around.
I was gonna. I might have. I'm just trying to stretch it just a little bit.
How's the couch? Is it all right?
It's comfy. This is the one you had at the old place. This is the one I used to sleep in. No? Mm-mm. Is it new?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't sleep on them. I damn near can't even lay on them. My body's so jacked up. It's too soft.
They're softer than mine.
Everybody who sits on them is like, oh, I love this couch. I could sleep on this all day.
You should come visit us. We have a fucking brick of a futon.
For me, that's what works.
Like, it's...
It needs to be firm.
Like, you're sitting on an alligator.
Yeah, man, no, I can't do, like, soft squishiness. It just doesn't work for me. My body doesn't like it. Can't. But the floor is too hard for me to sit on, too. It's like, right. I gotta be somewhere in the middle.
Sit in your car.
My car, yeah, my car's fine. I can do my car. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know, man.
Perfect amount of claustrophobia and comfort.
No, I got space in that motherfucker. What are you talking about?
I get claustrophobic in mine if I sit in it too long. I'm like, all right, I gotta get out of here.
I've never been one to, like, you know, like, people, they'll drive home or whatever, and they'll sit in their car, they'll, like, contemplate life, they'll That's think me. About everything.
Oh, yeah. You don't do that.
I've never been able to do that.
That's because you, like, you get a drink, and you, like, sit down, and you put, like, the fireplace on it, and then you contemplate. Some of us are like, we have shit to do, so we're going to contemplate in the car, and then we go do our shit.
No, well, I don't know. See, I was thinking maybe I didn't do that because I had all that time to think on my way home from work.
Oh, that's fair.
It took me like a half hour to get home.
Right.
So I had all that time to think about whatever it is that was on my mind. By the time I got home, I was over it. Fair. I just get in the car. But now, I lock the shop. If I have my car down at the shop, I drive it up. It's the laziest shit ever. If I'm, like, thinking about it, it's like, bro, come on. But I never sit in a car before I come in the house. I just kind of, like, just go. My brain doesn't stop either, though. Just kind of always runs about different stuff. You know, like, I mean, I know we were just talking, and, like, I forgot what I was talking to you about.
You got a lot on your mind.
Yeah, I'm just...
I think we both do.
Which, I mean, I'd rather have a lot on my mind than nothing on my mind.
I get stressed out when I'm like, I have nothing to do. This can't be right.
Right.
It's like, if my brain is empty, I'm like, something happened. No, something's wrong.
I feel like if you give me too much time to do nothing, I'm going to do something bad.
Yeah.
That I shouldn't be doing.
I'm just going to start working on a project. I'm like, all right, what can I clean? What can I fix? What can I build? Like, I just start looking for stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
I know, like not last weekend, but the weekend before, a guy had hit me up about putting strobe lights in his truck.
Yep.
And shit, you know damn well, I did not want to do that. You know, but it was a Saturday. It was like a Saturday night. And I had nothing to do. I was waiting on somebody. So I was like, fuck it. I called him up. I'm like, yo, bring your truck down. Man, I was working on that truck till like 11.
Oh God!
The way that he wanted it, and the what do you call that? It's not ADHD, but it's like when you're like very particular about how you
put the OCD.
OCD, major in this brain. So it's like I'm looking at it, and it's like, all right, we'll just do it. No, bro, we got to do it this way. If you want it done by me, it's got to be done this way. It's got to be right. I mean, I was there till like, I don't know, probably, if not 11, close to 11. Hmm. And there was a little bit of, like, drinking going on, too, and, like, shooting the shit. But, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, so, but I had nothing to do. I was waiting on somebody that whole time. I was like, man, I need to be able to go and do something. So I was like, let's just start working. See if we can't make a little bit of money on the side, you know?
So what I'll do is I'll get home. I'll forget what I had to do. Yeah. So I'll like sit for 10 minutes and like contemplate. And I'll be like, you know what? I actually need to fix this thing. And I'll be like, I'll go to Home Depot, get like the thing for $2. And on the way there, I remember what I had to do. And I'm like, fuck.
Bro, I hate Home Depot.
I'm like, I needed to go and do such and such. So like free time is bad for me because I'll forget the stuff that's important. And I'll start working on a project. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, I'm supposed to fucking call the doctors.
Yeah.
now they're closed. Like, it's always, that's always the issue, is my ADHD brain will find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then half an hour later, it's, did you do the laundry? Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I knew there was something.
Yep. That happens to me just about every day, though. I've just kind of, like, learned to accept it. Like, a lot of people can't stand me for, like, the ADHD. The movement that goes on. You can be talking to me, and I'll look like I'm listening.
Yeah.
I won't even know what it is that you just said to me. I get, not like, I wouldn't say yelled at, but people, like, someone, like, they'll get frustrated. I know you're not deaf. I know you heard what I just said. Like, yes, I heard what you said, but I can't remember it. I don't even know what it is that we're talking about right now. Or they'll be talking to me, and I'll just walk away and start doing something.
Yeah.
But it's you just...
I get pissed. I don't get pissed, but, like, I stop talking once somebody starts doing something, and they're like, oh, no, I'm listening. I'm like, no. You don't understand. I need complete, like, attention. And they're like, no, I'm listening. I can multitask. I'm like... Right, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so if you start doing something, I'm going to pay attention to what you're doing.
That's like how
I'm going to lose my train of thought.
That's how you, like, you just sat up and I didn't know if I should stop talking or what.
Right.
I'm like, what's he doing?
I'm like that with her. That's the most stressful part. It's like, she'll be doing something and I'm like, I fucking forgot. If I start all over again. And she's like, no. I'll be in the middle of, like, a 10-minute conversation and I'll be like, fuck, where was I going with this?
Yeah.
All right, let's start over. So my friend such and such, and she's like, shut the fuck up.
That's how, like, story time goes with me and my mom. We'll be on the phone. It could be the most simplest conversation or story ever. This happened. That could be it. But we got to talk about everything that's over here. Oh, and then this happened back over here. And I heard this, so I had to turn over here. And then this started happening. But then we'll get back on the story, and then it'll go somewhere else. We get, like, so lost, we just stare at each other, like, just blank. Like, I don't even know what it is that you're saying. I'm just here. I can't stand when that happens.
I think that... I never have... She doesn't do it back to me. That's the only issue, is she doesn't do it back. She doesn't ever lose her train of thought. She knows exactly what she wants and what she's going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say she's a woman. That's why.
Hey!
They know what they want. They got to get it out right now. No, but you know what it is, though? I think is that women can be all over the place. They can talk about this and then go right over here and tell you that they need this or whatever.
They can juggle tasks, so we can't.
Me and you, say, like, okay, say you're in an argument with her one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just drilling you about, like, blah, 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 blah. Now it's your turn to rebuttal. You're going back, you're talking, but then she's, like, hits you with something else. You don't even know what the fuck you're mad at from before or, like, how you're trying to defend whatever it is that she's mad at you about.
Yeah.
Now she hits you with something else, and you're like, That's how they get us, like, caught up and stuck. Where our brains are not able to, like...
Multitask
on that type of level. We're, like, right here. It's almost like when a man says that they're going to do something, a true man is going to take care of it, and he's going to go and do it.
It's because we're one-track-minded.
Yeah, it's because
we gotta get this done. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm. The only way that a man is not gonna do something is if something actually gets in the way of it happening.
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm gonna be there. Say I'm gonna be where I need to be at 4:00, right? But then something happens at work, or something happens with, like, your own life, and you gotta make sure that this is taken care of. You know, like, almost like more so like the more important things end up taking over.
Right.
Shit, that just happened to me not too long ago. We had a huge exhaust job. This dude wanted, like, a custom exhaust. And I had a super important body shop meeting that I had to be at. I wanted to be at so badly. And it was, like, an hour and a half away from Worcester. It was somewhere deep down in Connecticut. And I came home. I got dressed to go. And I go back down to the shop just to make sure, like, everything is kind of going the way it needs to go before I get in the car. And dude was like, I need your help with this exhaust. I'm not going to be able to do it just by myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. So as important as that body shop meeting was to me, my reputation of this place and how I want my customers to look at me, but it trumped that. Like, by 100. I was sad that I didn't get to go to that meeting, but when that guy came and picked up his car, and like the smile that I got from him, and the like the just like excitement of him like hearing that exhaust just rumble under his truck, made it all worth missing that meeting.
Right.
You know, God took care of something that was more important than doing that.
Yep.
Women, they're gonna hit you with bow, bow, bow.
You better hope she's not listening to this.
She can. I mean, we're not saying anything that's bad. It's not like it's only straight to her.
No, absolutely.
That's how like they. I just think that they all are. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? None of these people, I feel like, probably even know what I look like. They know where I'm at, but they could think I'm Sean.
Maybe.
You know.
They know about you.
They know about me.
They just don't know what you look like. They just don't know what some of them like. Do. I've shown pictures.
Yeah.
You got when you were going catfishing?
Oh, dude, that was dope.
What? What's he doing? He's holding a cat.
Yeah.
It looks like a muffler.
Like, look what I caught today. Yeah. That was fun. Cutting cats out is always a great time.
Ay, ay.
Yeah.
Want to go and get pho before they close?
Yeah, what time is it?
6:30.
What time do they close?
8.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make our way down there. I haven't been there since fucking...
March?
Your birthday, yeah.
Damn.
But I have no need anymore.
What do you mean?
I only go because of you.
That's fair. I can only go because of you.
No, bullshit. You used to go all the time.
Without you?
Yes.
Only if you were in Florida.
You've been there... Like, for me, I won't even go there if I don't have you here.
Yeah, you live here.
No, but even still.
You live here.
There's places that I won't go unless I have that person that
I've
I
told
go with.
You to go. I've said, Zach, if you're hungry, go get it. Like, I've told you to bring people there. You're like,
no, I won't.
I won't do it. I'm I like, won't all do right. It.
Jen just asked me to go for her birthday like a week ago.
You said no.
I told her no.
I wouldn't go regardless, though.
I mean, I wasn't going to go anyway.
It has nothing to do with you not going to pho.
No, but I mean, at the same time, Jen. she's like, I'm going to go get pho for my birthday. And I'm like, all right. She's like, you want to come? I'm like, where are you going? She's like, the one in Shrewsbury. I'm like, nah. She's like, okay, we'll go to the one on Green Street. I'm like,
nah. Nah.
I would just, you know, 50-50. I didn't want to go, and I didn't want to go because my partner's not around. Fair. So what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, let's go get some dinner. I'll end the audio experience for our listeners.
All right.
But before we go, I need to get one of those t-shirts.
Yeah. Man, come get your t-shirts.
I'm an extra large. I hope he has some
I got
left.
That. I got that. So. They're almost gone, though, like I said.
If you're in the city, come pick one up.
Yeah, $30.
30 bucks. 30 beans.
30 beans. That's and it's a high quality. Wait until you touch that t-shirt. You're going to be like, this motherfucker's doing something.
It's I'm nice. Going to say that. I'm going to
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go get that.
Okay.
I gotta go to the bathroom too.
Alrighty.